everybody. Welcome to the 610th show of the Old Man's Podcast, coming to you live from the United States of America, reaching out beyond all boundaries of the world. Thanks for tuning in. It's good to see everybody. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate everybody that's coming in. It is Friday, September 16th, and it is going to be a great day. Yeah, buddy. We get to announce the winner of our trivia contest today. I'm figuring we'll probably do that a half hour, 45 minutes into the show. And good times. Glad everybody's here. Hope your Friday is starting off on a bang. Mine is. Mine's starting off really good. Right. I'm going to be quiet here for a little bit so I can share the show. Because as you know, I can't do two things in one time. So here I go. You guys just listen and enjoy the intro music. And I'll be back in a second.
Morning, Gold Man. Morning, Brock and Shannon. And... well, Harm... Maggie.
Go. Got it. You know, I'd be a lot quicker at this if I could type. If I could spell words right. Hi, Gaia Connection. Hi, Sarah. Sarah Mazagin, 1999. Shannon. Russ, it's good to see you, buddy. Eric, of course. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great.
Bam! Yes, buddy. This is the day of the week that everybody's looking forward to. Friday. That is, unless you work through the weekend and you're not too enthused. You're going, I don't know. I don't know about that. But hey, Friday's a good day for us. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, today is your promote your podcast day. Come on in and promote your podcast. I'm reading some stuff from Amber May. Amber May, she's not going to be able to make it into the show. She was going, oh, there she is right there. I just said you weren't going to be in the show, Amber. Good grief. And here she is. She popped in. Amber May's in here. And like I said, it's a promote your podcast day. Want everybody to come in and promote your podcast if you can. Share in the chat room what's going on. And if you can call in and want to share a few minutes about what you got coming up in that, please feel free to do so. And that's where we want to get the words out. If you got a business going and you want to get some word out about your business, by all means, share that information too. Because we're here to help get people to your sites and to check you out so you can get some growth going. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Sharing the wealth. Hello, Ralph. Good to see you, Ralph. I know. Amber can't call in. And even if Amber did call in, we probably wouldn't be able to hear her. Because there's just something going on between Amber and the Old Man's Podcast show.
She sounds like a mouse.
Yeah, somebody does not want her talking in this show. So while I'm
the powers
on the subject,
that be.
Yes, the powers at be. Exactly. So we got two of our we got our co-pilot with us, Eric, this morning on the line. And we have two of our chief navigators. We've got Russ and Shannon on the lines with us. And it's just a good times. Good times. I'm really excited about today. Okay, let me give you an update on what's going on in the yard, our landscaping project. Nothing happened yesterday. Nothing. They had a special thing to go on. So they left and they had to go take care of an emergency project. So we couldn't, they weren't here for me. And that's fine. That's fine. I don't have anybody on the clock. I'm not paying them by the hour. So that's good. That's good. Sarah, 1999. What's our today's subject? We'll know when we get to it. We right. don't really have a set subject that we go to. We just come in, sit down, start talking, and whatever we cover. I mean, I've got a few notes here, but that's only to help me remember stuff because I'll think of something and go, man, that's funny. And then I'll forget it. I'll go, yeah, I got to share that in the show. And it was like, wait, what was that I was going to share? I don't remember. So, but no, we just shoot from the hip. We shoot from the hip. We're anti-hate, anti-anger. Grab a cup of coffee, sit down. Let's chit-chat about anything interesting and non-confrontational. We're family-friendly, safe for work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission. And that mission is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step, and get you out the door feeling good about life. That's what our mission is. Yeah. Shannon, Amber May is asking you, what do you use to call into the show?
My phone, my Apple phone, my iPhone. I kind of don't understand that question.
Yeah, a mic or anything? You don't have a mic or anything is what she's saying?
No, it's just my phone.
Straight to your phone?
Yeah. Just my phone. My mic is great, but my speakers they suck.
You know who you need to talk to, Amber, yeah. is Shonda. Shonda, she bought a special, she was having problems too, and she bought a special podcast microphone set for her phone, I guess it was. Russ, or, isn't that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
she's made for mobile phones.
Yeah, she's got a good system going.
I've got one of those too.
She can change her tone and everything with hers.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can too.
Yeah.
So
you just got to make sure you get the right adapter for your phone or else it's kind of useless.
All right. You got to get the right dongle piece if you have an iPhone.
See, I think Shonda's phone, I mean, her mic came with several different things to hook up to different.
Different
adapters. Thanks, man. See, this is why we click. This is why we click, everybody. Because you guys are in tune to the old man's brain. See, I'm struggling for a word, and then bam, someone always got the word. Eric's got the word for me. Russ, Shannon, Shonda, everybody just, you know, we're all on the same wavelength here. well, you're all in the
Shonda,
same way.
Shonda,
Gina, Gaya, Russ, and I got too many names here. Yeah. So anyway, so how's everybody else doing? Russ, how you doing? Shannon, how you
I'm
doing?
Doing well, man. Yeah. Hey, I seen an article yesterday. I was going to ask you about, but I didn't get around to it. Did you see where? There's an article out on it by Newsweek about scientists may believe that cats, there is no height that's too high for them to fall where they can't just land on their feet.
You know, I heard you talk a little bit about that. Yes. Last night on your show, when I popped in there real quick to kind of share your show and show some support. I did not see that, that article. What were some of the details? What did it say?
They had dropped cats up to 20 meters and over and over. And they have a way that their spine can shift their weight and they'll just always land on their feet. And they really don't understand why. And they're still studying it and they're trying to figure out how cats can do that. But felines.
Now, I seen a study. Oh, Ralph says he's got bears going through the neighbor's garbage. You know what, Ralph? I've seen the videos. You shared videos of that of bears. I think you own those bears. I think those bears are part of your little army that you got in your neighborhood. You send them out. You send them out to harass your neighbors. So how tall is 20 meters? Do you know?
Huh. 60 feet.
How about?
60 feet.
60 feet. Good Lord. See, and I always take a feet like that 60 feet and convert it into yards. And so what 60 feet is,
it's like six stories high.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Each story is about 10 feet. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh man. Amber wants me to tell you a dad joke.
Dad Ralphie.
Yeah, I haven't got a dad joke queued up yet, Amber.
To be fair, that really says Dame.
What? Dame.
Yeah, Dame.
Let me see here. What was the last dad joke I sent you?
I love cats. I have a kitty cat.
I love cats. I like dogs too. Don't get me wrong. I like dogs too, but
when I was growing up, my buddy had a farm, and we'd take all the little farm kittens and stuff and put them in potato launchers and shoot them at the cows.
What? What did you do?
You take the little baby kittens and stick them in the potato launchers and you shoot them at the cows.
My gosh!
Latch onto the cows like Velcro, you know, like them little balls you could use to shoot at the little Velcro targets, whatever. That's what the cats would do to the cows.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Did they land on their feet? That's mean. We don't condone cruelty to animals, but it does sound kind of fun. Yeah.
Egypt.
Yeah.
Most people think that, you know, the Egyptians regarded by dogs because of Anubis, but they actually had thousands of cats around because of they consider them mystical animals with highly intuitive in their animal instinct. So they would just, it was the quantity of the cats that would actually guard the Egyptian temples. I mean, cats are probably the smartest animals on earth. That's why you got to work for their affection. You got to earn it. And like a dog, which I love dogs, don't get me wrong, it's more condition and response, Pavlov's condition and response. And that's how you win their love, is through treats. And, but cats, man, shame on you, Ralphie.
You know, cats... And another thing too, around Halloween, I always start thinking about this because, you know, what's the thing? Everybody says, you know, cats,
and the grunt shuffle.
You know, cats are, you know, black cats are bad luck and this and that. And that is, I don't know where that started, but actually black cats have gotten a bad rap, because if you do a study on folklore and that kind of stuff concerning black cats have gotten a bad rap. They're not bad luck. And this one study I did a couple of years ago, it said that the cat that is the bad luck cat is a white cat. And so I'm going, man, what is going on here with the black cats? Black cats getting a bad rap, man. I don't have the article in front of me. I'll dig it back out as we get closer to Halloween, but black cats get a bad rap. They are not bad. They're not bad luck and that kind of stuff. But I tell you,
they are scary in the middle of the night though. Like, they're a lot scarier than a white cat. Like, if you have a white cat jump out at you, you're like, oh, whatever. Yeah. But a black cat, you're like, oh, you know, it kind of scares you.
That's because you don't see them. You don't see them. That's why Grammy is scary at night.
That's not nice.
Grammy's in the house. Grammy, I didn't know you were behind me.
Hi, Grammy.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
It was evident in that statement.
Oh my gosh. It scared me to death. I thought, who sounds like Grammy on the mic? See, you don't understand, in the studio here, I'm sitting at my computer and everything, and I'm facing the corner of my room. I'm facing the corner of the studio. So my back is to the main room, my back's to the main part of the room. So I don't see who's coming in the door. I don't see what's going on. And I thought Grammy was asleep. I thought she was in there asleep and she snuck in. But Grammy, you know, that's true though. You have, you know, you have natural camouflage. I mean, you know, I mean.
Well, you do too when the sun is out.
But Grammy doesn't
especially
have
to... on a cloudy day.
Oh, we're crying out loud. Oh, geez.
See? Hey, tit for tat.
Yeah, there for those of you that are for those of you that are listening and new listeners to our shows, if you don't know, and if you've never been to our Facebook page, you wouldn't know, but Grammy is a beautiful black woman.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll get your quarter after this is over.
Sweet. Now.
A quarter a day.
the underground shuffle guys, he writes in there, shots fired. Yeah, exactly.
Good morning. Good morning, my beautiful pod people.
You know, Jay, baby, I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it. She says, careful, Grammy's going to find herself a Ukrainian single. I never thought of the reverse happening.
Oh no!
Well, see, I sent Jay Baby a screenshot on Twitter. I was followed. The Old Man's Podcast was followed by a Ukrainian singles website, and I was messing around with Jay Baby this morning, and I sent it to her saying "Ooh la la," and then I go, you know, Grammy's not going to let me follow these people back. You know, trying to be funny. And then Jay Baby just flipped the script on me. I never thought of that. She goes, careful, Grammy's going to find herself a Ukrainian single.
Oh. Amber May just, she wrote in here, what did you say, Grammy? Is what? His Nubian queen, dear.
Nubian queen.
Beautiful. What's a fun Grammy?
Here's a funny story. Grammy and I had just got, we had been married not too long. And I'm out in the yard. I'm out in the driveway working on one of the cars, maybe putting a DMV, you know, registration sticker on the plate or something like that. And the neighbor's grandson, he comes over, and he couldn't be like, you know, six or something like that. And he was a cute little kid. And he comes over. He goes, hi. I go, hey, what's up, buddy? He goes, I was just coming over to see what you're doing. I go, well, I'm putting this little sticker on our license plate and all that. He goes, oh. He goes, so do you live here? I go, yes. Yes, I live here. He goes, you know the lady that lives here? I go, yes, that's my wife. We're married. That's my wife. He goes, oh. And he's thinking. He goes,
how to say no.
He goes, did you know she's black? And I looked at him and I went, what? He goes, yeah. I go, you're kidding. He goes, no. I go, well, I've got to go check that out and find out. Thanks for telling me. He goes, you're
she's
welcome.
Gorgeous too, though. Oh my God.
I thought, man, that was so funny. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, Jay Baby said
beautiful. She looks 20 years younger than she is. She really does. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Grammy looks beautiful.
You're beautiful, oh. Grammy.
Oh, well, welcome. Thank you. And what was it? Oh, Jay Baby said, did you tell him you were colorblind?
No, I never thought to say that. one thing was, see, when I went to England, I was over in England for about a month before Grammy joined me there, you know, and I'm always walking in. And when you're in England, the British, when they ask you if you want a coffee, you know, they ask you if you want it black or white, you know, blacker with cream and sugar. That's just how they talk. That's how they ask you, you know. And they'd always go into a place and they'd say, oh, hi, Mr. Merck. How would you like a coffee? Yes, please give me a coffee. They go, well, how do you want it? Do you want it black or white? And I go, oh, I like my coffee like I like my women, black and strong. And they'd look at me like, what? What did he say? And I'd always say that to him, you know, and they go, oh, I don't get it. And then after about a month, Grammy comes over and I'm taking Grammy around and introducing him to everybody. And I go, yes, this is my wife. This is Yvonne. And they go, Okay, now we get it. Yeah, it's a little personal joke.
But her coloring, though, is so unusual, and so it's just so beautiful, and the lips on her. People would pay a lot, women, big bucks to have her lips. Are just so beautiful. And
let me say this. When you see Grammy does not wear any makeup. She's never wore makeup. And one day, I think it was for Valentine's, she went out and she had some glamour shots taken. You know, when you could go in and they'd doll you up and everything, and, you know, with the makeup and everything. Then they take these glamour shots. And she gave me a booklet of these glamour shot pictures she had done for Valentine's Day. And I tell you what, man, my heart just fluttered when I looked at that. Because, I mean, you know, like I said, Grammy's beautiful the way she is. But you throw some makeup on her and doll her up. Oh my God.
She cleans up well, huh? Sexy.
Well, I told her, I said, these are really nice. Don't you ever go out wearing makeup.
Guys, there's that green eyed monster.
Yeah, the guys are chasing her like crazy, man.
TM Chief, welcome.
So hi, Shonda. Professor's in the house. Good to have you.
Welcome.
Good to see you. So I was looking for Amber asked me for a dad's joke. And I was looking, and I thought, you know, I might as well say the one that I said to
welcome him.
I was using it almost as like a word of the day thing, you know. Did I share? I don't know if I shared this word of the day thing. There was I saw this word of a day thing, and I was thinking, I kind of mentioned it to the professor, our lead writer and editor for the Old Man's Podcast show, about, oh, everybody's doing words of the day. Maybe we need to do a words of the day too. And I told her, I says, the first word of the day is going to be Sarah. Sarah. Sarah, another beer in the fridge? Oh, come on. Now, you know that's funny.
It takes Sarah, a minute to catch
Sarah.
It is funny. Is there another beer? Yeah, get it.
Sarah.
And then here's another one. This is a dad's joke. Yeah. The teacher's talking, and the teacher goes, Johnny, can you use the word gruesome in a sentence? Johnny thinks for a little bit, and Johnny goes, yes, ma'am. I used to be short, then I grew some. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, you know that's good. That's good. let's see. Who sent me the let's see. I can't remember who sent me this one.
Are you sure that they're not supposed to be called bad jokes instead of dad jokes? I got
they're dad bad jokes.
Dad
jokes. And this is
well, Mike Tampa Bay loves the Chuck Norris jokes.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does.
Yes, he does. He'll flood us with Chuck Norris jokes. Here's one from Amber May. The word for the day is queso. Queso, Spanish word for cheese. And here's the sentence. Okay. Queso, we're going to do it this way and that way. Okay, guys, we're going to probably, you're not, queso. Queso is Southern for, here's the plan. Y'all probably not going to like it. Queso. Get it? Queso. Queso. Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on. You got a tough crowd. Tough crowd. Queso.
Welcome, Miss Poetic.
It may have been in the delivery more than the show.
Yeah, because I'm not the best delivery. Hey, really quick, before I forget, because Amber can't call in, Amber was telling me about a show that she's got coming up. Then it's going to be probably posted today, if I'm not mistaken. Amber, you can say in the chat room. But she's got a show coming up where she's going to be interviewing a doctor, and it's a new show, and it's concerning the COVID-19 vaccines. She's going to be talking to this doctor, and they're going to be talking about the vaccines and the issues that face the doctors. And it sounds like it's going to be a very, very informative show, and that's be going on. Let's see, who did she say? That's going to go on, I believe, later today, and talking about childhood vaccines, Sounds like a little bit of vaccines in general. So if you got concerns and you're thinking and you want to know more about vaccines, be sure to check out the Amber May podcast. And she's going to be having this going on, and I believe it's today. Look her up on Podbeam, YouTube, all of, you have to list of where you're at, Amber, because I can't remember them all. But check out her show. It's going to be a very informative show, not YouTube, she said. Very informative, show on vaccines. So check out the Amber May podcast on that. Yeah, there you go. I had to get that in. I had to get it in because otherwise I'd forget. And I didn't want to forget.
Right. And
uh-oh.
How is Little Poe?
Oh. And now, breaking news. Ooh. From the Old Man's Podcast News Desk.
We got some breaking news here, everybody. Breaking news. Okay. Did you catch the little breaking news thing? Was it that fun?
Yeah,
I like
good.
It.
That's good. Yeah,
I like it.
I worked on that this morning. Okay, here's the breaking news. It was reported yesterday that yet another man tried to have an interaction with a buffalo in around the Yellowstone National Park. He was trying to feed this buffalo by hand. I saw a picture of him. He had a little bit of grass in his hand, and he's trying to feed this probably, 2-ton buffalo that's there. I don't know how big they get, but it's a huge
thing. Oh, my gosh.
And he's reaching out, trying to hand this buffalo, here, Buffy, come eat this fan. And as you can plan, it didn't go as well as he had hoped. So with that news, that brings the score to Bison 4, Man 0. Okay, there we go. The Bison are leading in this game called Man Interact with the Bison.
Welcome, GSFI.
So, with this being the fourth attempt to interact with Buffalo, I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? Bison, stay away from the Bison.
Well, they're just so big and look so sweet with those eyes. They mistake them for cows.
They mistake them for cows.
So what happened to the man? What did he do to the man?
He charged him.
Oh, he charged him. Okay.
Yeah, he charged him.
And knocked him down.
Right as he started to charge him, believe it or not, right as they started to charge him, because he was close. I mean, he's trying to feed it by hand. So you got to figure he's like within, 3-4 feet of this, 3-4 feet of this bison. And as soon as the thing started to charge, they cut the video off. Oh,
man, that's awful.
They said
you got to be careful.
Yeah, sorry. They said he's
best friend Gina Nail.
What was that, Eric?
Grammy's best friend Gina just entered the studio. Good morning, Gina.
Oh,
good morning, Gina.
They said that he didn't sustain any, life-threatening injuries or anything like that. But
that's good. You got to be careful with feeding all animals, because I'll give you a quick little story. I was picnicking at a lake, and all these ducks came up, and we had finger sandwiches. And it's like, I'm like, oh, look, they want some of our sandwiches. And I bent down, squatted down, and my friend Brian's like, I don't think you should do that. Really? So I'm squatting down, and it came right up to me and acted like it was going to eat right from my hand. Then all of a sudden, it kind of bowed up, kind of squawking, turned around, and boom, right in my face. I chased that duck all around the lake. Well, I'm going to kill them. I'm having you for dinner tonight. And yeah, right in my face. And it looked like egg. It shot an egg in my face.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
And it acted like it was laughing as it was running.
It was laughing. It was laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Eric. Well, listen, I tell you what. It is it's time to announce the Eric's September Trivia Contest winner. And I am Yep. Oh, yep. Okay. Settle down, everybody. Settle down. Settle down. Okay. So, Eric, we had four correct entries. Four correct entries.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to tell us what the correct answer is, sir?
Well, in case anybody is new here and joining us, the old man and yours truly, along with Grammy and Shannon and Russ and Shonda, would like everybody to hit that follow and subscribe button if they are new here and haven't already done so, because
yes, please.
Once a month we will be doing these trivia contests where you can win a $50 gift card to GloFlow Denver if, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to get pass up on this offer? The answer for this month category is history. The ancient Olympics began in Olympia, Greece, some 3,000 years ago. The modern-day Olympics began in which city? And the correct answer is Athens, Greece. To keep the birth home of the Olympics in Greece. And Athens even hosted it again in 2004, which was not that long ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. Of course, 2 years from now, Paris will be hosting the Summer Olympics.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, that will be.
That'll be fun. Okay, right. So what I've done, Eric, is I've taken these four names. I've got these four names on little strips of paper. The paper strips are folded, so I do not know what the name is. And each strip is numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yes. So you've got we've got four numbers, and Eric is going to he's going to concentrate, and then he's going to pick a number, and the number he picks, I'll open up that little piece of paper and reveal who the winner is. Okay, wait a second. All right, here we go.
All right, the number I'm going to pick. Eeny, meeny, miny, and mo. I'm going to pick 3. So this is going to be our third contest winner.
All right. All right. So we picked 3. Okay.
J-Baby called it.
Okay. Did she?
Yeah, J-Baby called it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to take the little strip of paper 3. I'm going to pick it up. Ah, crap. I dropped it on the floor. Hold on a second. Oh, jeez. All right, let me do this again. I picked it up.
Really?
I'm opening it, and the winner is Gina. Gina is the winner.
Yay, Gina.
The winner of the $50 GoFlow Denver gift certificate. Congratulations, Gina. Congratulations. No, that's great. All right. So you get the win. Yes, I will get together with GloFlow Denver. I'll get together with J-Baby and we'll figure out how we're going to get the gift card to you. We'll work it all out, and then I'll get a hold of you and we'll find out, because I have an email address for you. And unfortunately, Gina, you are now no longer qualified for a little amount of time not to enter the contest again because you won.
Well,
join the club.
Not to worry. Well, I would say not to worry. Even if you have won before and are not eligible to win again, you're still eligible when I post a poll on Twitter later for next month's Twitter contest to help decide the category for the next question.
Right. And Eric's going to decide how long you guys are not eligible, because I think we should put a time limit on it, and it's whatever Eric thinks.
I think the eligibility period, I would probably say maybe like somewhere between like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah,
that would at least give other people an opportunity to
that win. Would give them. Yeah, that would give other people three opportunities to win before they're eligible again. I think 3 is a good number. So you got 3.
I thought he said 6.
3 to 6.
Well, oh, six, no, six at most.
3.
I see Shannon saying 3. Shannon's saying 3. Because she only needs to wait for two more if we go three. We only have to. She only has to wait for two more.
Oh, that little rascal.
Oh, and Amber is that? Oh, is Amber still in the house? She may have had to leave because she's got a doctor's appointment. But yeah, so there you go. Nice.
Well, hey, so Miss Gina.
Thank you, and that was fun. Eric, what a great contest. Thank you, buddy. That was fun. And so you're gonna you're gonna get another poll going on Twitter for categories again. We're gonna do another category poll.
Yeah, I'll be posting it sometime this evening because since we've already done like entertainment / movies and we've already done history, those probably won't be used again for a couple months.
Right. Oh, okay.
So well, I would that's probably nice switch that.
So we would probably have to use unused categories, be it like literature or geography, or I could even do comics or general knowledge or measurements.
It's your show. It's your show, buddy. Whatever you want to do, we'll be fine. Yeah. Hey, speaking of polls, the girls over at Opinionated Lushes, they had a little contest going too, because in October they're going to do a show where they review and kind of an older horror movie, a B movie. They're going to do one, and they've listed three shows that they wanted everybody to vote on. What do you want us to do this review on? What movie do you want us to do this review on? And they listed these three movies. Now, I only remember one of these movies they listed, and it's a movie called Cooties.
Oh my God.
And so they got this little contest going, and the other two movies are running away with it. I think I was the only one that voted for Cooties. You know, Cooties was really low on the list. And they're going, and these other two shows are neck to neck. Make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. Well, every time they posted something, I would get in there and I would flood their thing going, Cooties, 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 you know, just pushing that movie. But nobody was voting for it. Well, the deadline came and they go, we are in a conundrum here. We've got a tie. These two movies tied for the pick. So how are we going to break this tie? What are we going to do to break this tie? And I replied back to him, give it to Cooties. Give it to Cooties. Give it to Cooties. They messaged me back and said, Cooties is the winner. And what? I go, are you serious? And they go, yep, we figured that was the best way to break the tie is give it to the third movie. So you won. And I was all happy. I go, I love you guys. You guys are the best. They go, we love you too, old man. So they're going to be doing a show in October on the movie Cooties. And it just so happens that Grammy and I watched that movie. We just watched that movie a week ago. So, yeah. So, see, you never know how these contests are going to turn out. You know,
is it kind of like a B movie?
Oh, it is so B. It is so B, it's a D. You know what I mean?
But sometimes those movies are so bad, they're good.
That's exactly correct. Yeah.
Yes.
That is exactly correct. That's how they become
cult movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like Liquid Sky. It's so bad, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, no one liked that Rocky Horror
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, nobody liked that when it came out. It bombed. It was a terrible. Everybody said it was a terrible movie, but now it's a big cult classic. Everybody.
Oh yeah, they'll go in the movie theaters and perform and bring stuff like water guns and rice and quoting lines from the movie. It's like a big theatric production on top of the movie. I love Rocky Horror.
Right. What did you say, Eric?
Well, you know, it had like a Tim Curry and Susan Sarandon, and I mean, who wouldn't love that?
Dude, I know. It had Meatloaf in it.
Oh,
and Meatloaf.
Oh yeah, young Meatloaf. Yeah, you know, God rest his soul. By the way,
young Meatloaf.
It has a great cast.
Welcome to XFB.
I'm a sweet transvestite. Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, Shannon. Whoa.
Who knew, huh?
No, learn something new every day, huh?
Get down, girlfriend. Yeah. Get down, girlfriend. Yeah. Hey, so I got a little tidbit of history here I want to share with you. On this day in history. Oh, my, I'm just a wealth of knowledge today, my folks. Goodness. I'm just going to flood you with knowledge. On this day in history, class, are you paying attention?
Yes.
On this day in history, the Pilgrims departed England on the Mayflower in 1620. Legendary blues man B.B. King and actress Lauren Bacall were born that year, too.
In 1620?
Ah, come on. Yeah, come on. That was funny. That was funny. Wanted to see if you were paying attention, Ralph.
That's a bogey.
Russ did it. Yeah, that was just a little throw in there. No, B.B. King and actress Laura Bacall were born on this day. I don't have their birth dates now because I wanted to play around like they were born on 1620. So there you go. A little funny stuff. Hey, I'm just trying to lighten up the mood around here, everybody. Come on. Oh, Grammy. Thank you. Hey, you know we were talking.
Just call me Rosie.
Rosie, the thing from the robot maid from
the Jetsons.
The Jetsons. Yeah. 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 You know, I always talk about, I've been talking lately about sports trivia. I saw another sports trivia thing come across, guys. And this is Michael Jordan's jersey from the 1998 NBA Finals just sold for $10.1 million. $10.1 million. Where are people getting all the money to buy this stuff? And who wants to buy a jersey for $10.1 million? I mean, that jersey better be signed. That's all I got to say. It had better
That's be crazy expired. What people put a value or a worth on an inanimate object. That's I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a baseball card recently that just went for like $35 million? It's like, jeez.
Mickey Mantle card. Mickey Mantle card went. And I don't remember the amount. I'd have to look it back up, but it went for an astronomical amount. But just said this a couple of shows ago. Ty Cobb's dentures went for $12,000. His dentures.
That's gross. They stick in a vat of formaldehyde.
I don't know. But it's not a playing card. It's nothing
in a jar. Yeah,
yeah, it has nothing to do with his stats. Has nothing to do with baseball. It's his dentures.
Yeah. Were they wooden?
I
George Washington's?
I have no idea, Grandma. I have no idea. Hey, I want to say hi to the dude of the winter. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. Thanks for joining the show.
I don't see him. Am I knocked off? Where is dude?
No, he's there. He's AJ. He comes in as AJ, AJ2KO2.
Oh, okay. Hello, Duke of Windsor.
It's a zero. It's not an O. It's a zero. So, yeah. So that's interesting. See. Hey, I don't know what I don't understand this buying dentures. I just don't understand. Like I said when I first announced it, you know, you say, let me show you my baseball signed by Babe Ruth. Look, this is an original baseball signed by Babe Ruth. That's nothing. Let me show you Ty Cobb's dentures, man, right here.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
That's crazy stuff.
I wonder if you tried to
I think I'm going back to bed.
You're going back to bed?
Yeah.
Why are you going back to bed? For crying out loud. Go ahead. Well, I mean,
just messing.
Technically, it was good that you were here because, you know, when we're doing the announcement of the winners for contests and that,
yes,
we should have the corporate office represented. So it's good that you're here.
Really I'll stay. Yeah. You convinced me.
All right.
No, shoot. I'm still tired from yesterday.
Welcome, Cole Fury.
Oh, yeah. You had that big... outing with your brother.
Yes, I did.
Hi, Cold Fury.
Yep. Yesterday was my baby brother's birthday.
How old is he?
70.
Woo!
Happy birthday, baby bro.
No, but
he does listen to downloaded shows.
I know he does. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun. I had him laughing so much. He was in a hurry to send me back home to the old man.
Yeah. I'm thinking I should, because we know he listens to the show. We know he listens to the downloaded show. So, Major, this is for you, buddy. Happy birthday
to
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Major. That's you. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I can laugh and giggle.
Women are
growing up and things we used to do to each other. And oh my gosh, we're like 19 months apart. And I had him laughing so hard. He just told me, he said, "Stop. My stomach is hurting. My cheeks are hurting."
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So it was fun.
Shannon, weren't you, you and I were kind of talking to me about my,
I wanted to ask you a question. So those construction's still being done in your yard? They're not done yet?
Yes. It's still being done here.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, I know you wanted to use the outdoor porta potty, but you said that, you know, after the construction workers and their breakfast burritos, you just couldn't do it. So I have the solution for your problem.
What?
Because
you know I have the solution
for your stench.
Okay.
Go knock it over.
You will not believe the mother load I just dropped. And that's how I like to keep it. Leaving not a trace that I was ever here, let alone that I just birthed a creamy behemoth from my cavernous bowels. Nothing is worse than stinking up the shared toilet at work, or the toilet at a party, or your lover's at home. Of course, flushing removes the graphic evidence. Maybe two or three flushes if your skid marks are as tenacious as mine. But what can be done of that subtle scent of a 300-cow dairy farm? Aerosol air fresheners are the most effective option. Or the healthiest. Trying to mask the scent, giving you a nice blend of Chemlab Carnation. Just a touch of anything. So, how do you make the world believe your poop doesn't stink? Or in fact, that you never poop at all? Poopery. Poopery is the before-you-go toilet spray that is proven to trap those embarrassing odors at the source. And save the relationship. Simply spit poopery in the bowl to create a film on the water's surface that actually traps the odors in their porcelain prison. And when your little astronauts splash down and make contact with the film, you release poopery
little astronauts.
Aroma, so all those around you can smell is a refreshing bouquet of essential oils. Yes, it is a real product. And yes, it really works. We've sold over 4 million bottles. On Amazon alone, there are over 1,000 reviews rating it 4.8 of 5 stars. That's a better Amazon rating than the iPhone 5. If it doesn't completely stop your scent from spreading, send it back for a full refund. Our unconditional stink-free guarantee. If your poo stinks, click here to get your poopery today at poopery.com. So whether you need to pinch a loaf at work, chuck a rope at a party, or lay a brick at your boyfriend, your days of embarrassing smells or prairie dogging it are over. Mm. Poopery. Our business is to make it smell like your business. Never even happened.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Poopery is for everyone.
And I believe it really is a product.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
Been around a long time.
Poopery.
J Baby says, I'm pretty sure it doesn't work in a porta potty.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd work on a porta potty, but
well, you'd have to pour the whole bottle in.
I tried. I tried.
Oh my god. Well, go ahead, Eric.
I would probably have to say chin.
Eric, you broke up. Try saying that again. You broke up bad. I think Eric's having a problem. You're still there, buddy. You're still messed up. Well, while Eric fixes his little problem there, my daughter came over yesterday with her son, our grandson. And they pull into the driveway, and there's a porta potty sitting there. Now they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on at the house. You know, they don't
am
know
I coming back in clearly?
Oh, there yes, you are, Eric. Go ahead.
Yes.
I apologize if I'm going in and out because I am, you know, on my way to my brother's place. And
no worries, brother. I'll get a chance. Oh, you're gone again, Eric. Oh, you're gone again. Oh, okay. Well, let's give Eric another couple of minutes to get another spot. Yeah. But I was going to say they pulled into the driveway, and I meet him out there at the driveway, and they get out of the car and they're going, "What is that a porta potty?" I go, "Yeah." They go, "What's that porta potty doing here?" And I go, "Oh man, I found that at a garage sale, and I bought it. I put. What do you think?" They looked at me like I was crazy. You got that at a garage sale? I go, well, you know, I'm working in the shop. And, you know, if I've got to really go, I got to go. I mean, who's got time to run into the house? And besides, if Grammy's, we only have one bathroom. And if Grammy's in there, you know, I'm hurting. So, yeah, I got a porta potty here right outside the house. And they looked at me. They couldn't believe it. I go, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
When you got to go, you got to go.
gotta go. You know, I hate it. I hate using when I was
all right. I think my signal's coming back in.
All right, go ahead, Eric.
Well, and I would say to Shannon about like that piece that she just aired. I think there's plenty more where that came from.
Oh yeah,
right, Shannon. and if Scooter and Spanky are listening to this, I mean, why would they not want to pass that up?
Yeah.
And I don't think Chuck and Billy would pass that up either.
Yeah, it was a pretty crappy thing, Shannon.
No pun intended.
Tony and Bob over at the Potluck Podcast could benefit from that too if they want their comedy shows to be funnier.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun. That was fun. That was a fun thing. Oh man, oh man, oh man. But I was going to say, you know, we go to these construction, I'd go to these places to do inspection work and that, you know, and you always had to use porta potties are everywhere. I'll tell you what, my biggest fear of a porta potty, my biggest fear is losing my wallet or keys down into the commode. I mean, that is my biggest fear. I almost want to take everything out of my pockets and set them off to the side and then use the porta potty because I'm afraid I'm going to drop something down inside there. And I do not want to do it. You know, and you have outhouses when you're camping. It's the same thing. I'm afraid.
Or falling in. Could you imagine falling in?
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't have a fear of falling in. I just have a fear of dropping, like, you know, my phone, my keys, my wallet. I mean, it's like...
Then you'd have to fish it out. You'd have to go in the kitchen and get some long tongs and...
No, it would be gone forever, Shannon. I would not say.
It would sit there. Ooh. That's where it would stay.
That's where it would stay. Yes, that's where it
my fear is... making somebody mad around, you know, and they catch me in there and turn that thing over.
You
wouldn't want to yell.
I would go to jail if somebody did that to me. I would definitely go to jail. And
she said you wouldn't want to yell.
People would be going to the hospital or to the morgue if they ever did that to me. I would.
What was that, Russ?
You said you don't want to yell when somebody's dumping the porta potty over. That's
yeah,
because
that's
yeah, no, no, that's just a bad visual.
Yeah, that. Well, you got it, Russ.
You know, this kind of reminds me of my days co-hosting with my son on Dreadnought 928. I mean, it was inevitable. No matter how no matter how many shows we did, the show would always revert back to poop. I don't know why. We would just talk about toilets. And him and I, we were looking at each other. We go, why do we always end up talking about toilets? He goes, I don't know, man. I don't know. We just do. Gaia says, my mom had me watch this ridiculous movie called The Reeker. It was about a smell that would kill people.
Oh, my gosh.
The Reeker. It was such a terrible movie. The Reeker. Oh, we need to write that down
like
and try to find that movie.
Dinner every time we end up.
Death by B.O.
Hey, sounds like our family dinners every time we ended up talking about poop. Yeah, yeah. It's just one of those family things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's just crazy.
Oh, honey, write that down.
The Reeker.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can
find it.
Find that, yeah.
Reaper.
But I enjoyed the Cooties. That was
The Cooties was all right. I mean, it was it was kind of interesting. It was about a grade school where the kids got this virus.
Spoiler.
Nah, I'm a spoiler. They get this virus from the bad chicken nuggets that they're eating, and they turn into kind of like not zombies because they're not dead, but they just turn into you know, little killing machines going around.
Cannibals
eating flesh, chasing teachers around. And when I'm watching this movie, because it had a ton of grade school kids, you know, just a ton of grade school kids in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, and I told Grammy, I go, I bet you those little kids had so much fun filming that movie. Because, I mean, look, here's a little kid. He gets to be made up like a monster, you know. And then he gets to run around chasing adults going, ah, and I'm going, I bet they had fun. I bet those kids just had a blast making that movie. Mm-hmm. You know, kids would have, it would be fun for kids to do that. You know, it's like the movie Kick-Ass about people becoming superheroes. That's a fun movie. And in the movie, one of the characters is, what's the girl's name? What's the girl's name in the Kick-Ass movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't remember her name. Not the actor. What was her part that she played?
She definitely has one.
Yeah. Anyway, she's just a young girl in this movie when they're making this movie. I think she was
Hit Girl.
Her character's name was Hit Girl.
Thank you.
And she's like 12 years old in this movie. And she's turned out to be quite the little actress. I mean, she's grown up now. She's got a big, she's in a series that's coming out to Prime. She's really turned into a great actress. But anyway.
Her name Chloe Grace Moretz.
That's it. Yeah, she's a great little actress. Well,
she's from Atlanta too.
Is she? Interesting. Yeah. Well, I saw an interview when the movie came out and they were talking to her, and there's a scene in this movie where Hit Girl is going up against the big mobster guy, the big mob boss, you know, and the mob boss guy, he's a famous actor too. I don't remember his name. You got to forgive me. But they're talking to him and he says, I had a hard time doing this fight scene with this little 11, 12 year old girl. He goes, I just had a hard time, you know, acting like, you know, I'm beating her up and, you know, we're fighting. And the director says, no, you're approaching this whole thing the wrong way. You have to imagine her as a little condensed Terminator and she's out to kill you and she will not stop. So that's what's going on in his mind. Now, Chloe, the girl, the actress, her mind is, this is awesome because I get to beat up and throw this full-size man around. I mean, she was totally into it. She was totally into it. So that's a fun movie. Kick-Ass. There's a Kick-Ass 1 and a Kick-Ass 2. They're both pretty good movies, and you should check them out. They're a lot of fun. A lot of fun, fun movies. But yeah, yeah. But I've read that about people. I've read that about kids who got to play parts where they're manhandling adults, and they really got into it, you know. What was that television show that came out? It had a little kid. He was a karate kid. It was just a little guy, too. He's a karate kid, but he was kicking everybody's butt. I think his dad was a cop or something. I'm not sure. Oh, man. I can't.
Wait,
I can...
what shows were you watching? Oh, Glenn says Cobra Kai.
No, not Cobra Kai. Oh. That's the one that's today. That's the current movie today. This just starred, and it actually starred the little kid in it. The little kid in it ended up being one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in disguise, because he really is a martial arts guy. He really is a martial arts guy. And I can't remember
so
what
you,
it is.
You watch shows like that, but you didn't know what the heck Golden Girls was about?
No, I didn't watch Golden Girls. I didn't want to watch. Didn't want to watch a show about a bunch of little old ladies. But Russ, you know, I did. I looked them up. I went through a bunch of shows, and I absolutely adore Golden Girls now. That is a funny, funny show.
Yeah. I mean, oh, I'd like to read this. The only crazy lady wrote in a little statement. It says, most great people have obtained their greatest success just one step beyond their greatest failure. And that was by Napoleon Hill. 1883-1970. Now that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I believe that. I believe that. You know, I believe that.
Our mistakes and our failures define us. So if you can get over that, then
I swear,
hopefully you'll succeed.
There you go.
I swear, when I read that, it said Napoleon Dynamite.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Russ, when I first read it really quick, I read Napoleon Dynamite. I went, Napoleon, that's a quote from Napoleon Dynamite?
That's what I said. I was like, wow, that's a pretty insightful quote. Yeah.
Sorry, only crazy lady.
Okay, it's time for you two to get those cone hats on.
Oh. Poe says that Napoleon Hill is an amazing author. Yeah. Definitely about manifesting your dreams. We are only ones in our way. Yeah, and I've read another thing that said that we are only one decision away of totally changing our life. We are only one decision away of making our life go in another direction. So, Think and Grow Rich is one of his books. So Napoleon Hill, one of Napoleon Hill's books is Think and Grow Rich. So, you know, I like these guys in history and that are thinkers.
Well, thank you for joining us, Crash. You have a wonderful day. And
oh,
a great
you gotta
weekend.
Get out of here, buddy. Oh man,
be safe.
Be safe out there. Have a great weekend. And if you're not, give us a follow. He's gone. Good to see him. Thanks, Crash. Thanks for coming in. While I'm mentioning that, if you're new to the show, hit those follow buttons for us. Give us a follow and come on back. All you people downloading the shows, you can hit the follows also. If you're on our webpage and you're on our webpage listening to our shows on our webpage, in the right hand corner of the homepage is a follow button. If you hit that follow button, there's going to be a little menu drop down, and the menu is going to have Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazing Music. And why it drops down is if you're going to follow the show, you can go and follow us through one of those formats. If you hit the format, it opens up to our Old Man's Podcast page for that format, Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazing. And then you can hit follow that way and give us a follow. So we appreciate all your support and love all you guys to death. Anyway.
If they want to come into the live shows, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They could download an app called Podbean. It's spelled PODBEAN.com, because Podbean is really a hidden gem. And I've said this the other day, because we welcome like the interaction like we have with friends like Shannon and Glenn and Poetic and Russ and people who we've gotten very comfortable with.
Yeah. Crash. You know, yeah. So yeah. you can download that app for your phone, and it's free. It's a free app, Podbean, PodBean, Podbean. And you download it to your phone, and it makes it so you can come into a podcast's live show like we are right now. This is live, 7 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. You can come into the live show, interact in the chat room with everybody, the live chat room. And especially if you have a podcast or a business that you want to promote, that's, you come into our podcast and we'll help you promote your podcast or your business and try to get traffic and eyes on your ears to your show and eyes on your product and try to get some get you on the right track of making some money. Yeah, because that's what we do here. Let's see. And speaking of businesses, I want to mention that, you know, if you're if you're sitting around and you're feeling kind of off, you know you're mentally, you're feeling kind of off, or in yourself, in your spirit, you're feeling off, your head's spinning, you're stuck in a rut, you just can't seem to get clear from it, maybe your energy has got too much negativity in it. Maybe you've got too much negative energy and your whole energy is out of alignment. Well, you need to contact Poetic in our chat room there, Poetic. Contact her at holyshift.com. And she will help you. Poetic, as we call her, she offers an alternative holistic service to help clear out any and all negative energy that could be holding you back. If you go to her Facebook page and hit that like button, you get put on her, in her little list there of people liking her show, and you will receive daily words from her. You'll receive words that, you know, that she collects and she gathers up from numerology, from astrology, from crystals, from tarot cards. She is quite the person at getting that stuff out, and you will receive that daily in your feed. So it will help you through the day. So check out holyshift.com and see what Poe can do for you right there. Yeah. I follow her.
I'll tell you what, I really love her like words of wisdom that she posts on her social media. She's really got it together and really very, very inspirational. So kudos to you, Poe. I really love your stuff.
Yeah, she is. She's a great asset, and it's she's helped me a lot. Her words and that have helped me a lot in my life too. We have the Gaia connection. Gaia, yes, is on the line. How are you, Gaia?
I'm good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yay. I can't hear myself.
Well, you're on the verge of being too quiet, but talk loud.
Okay. I'll talk loud.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh. No, I just wanted to call in today because I know I tune in all the time, but I don't ever really call in. I had to walk my son to school this morning, so I was listening while we were walking.
Uh-huh. Nice!
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you have become quite the little regular to our show, and I deeply appreciate that. And for those of you that don't know, Gaia has her own podcast. It's called The Gaia Connection, and she is not really locked into any genre. I mean, she covers a bunch of different topics, some of them controversial, some of them just outright fun. But she does her due diligence in her shows. She knows what she's talking about. In other words, she doesn't shoot from the hip. She does her research and she checks things out and she puts on a very good show. So if you want another podcast to listen to, I highly encourage you to listen to The Gaia Connection. It's a lot of fun stuff. A lot of fun stuff. I really enjoy her show. So good job, Gaia. Kudos to you, sweetie.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I get a lot of my listeners from you because you're so awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Always spreading the word for me. So I appreciate it because I'm generally, it doesn't seem like it, but I'm generally kind of a shy person. So I was like,
you could have fooled me listening to your podcast.
That's because my element. It's I'm fine if I'm by myself.
That's exactly correct. Yeah. We're all kind of a little shy until the microphone's on and in front of us. Exactly. Watch out.
Listening to your podcast in the morning, it really does like help me get my mind right so that I'm more positive in how I move about my day.
Man, that just means so much, you know. That means so much when people like you call up and share that with us, because you know that's what our goal is to get people feeling good about themselves and feeling good about life. So, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate the kind words. That's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm just
keeping peace.
Well, I love you to death, Gaia. I love your podcast. I really do. And keep up the good work, man. It's entertaining. Yeah. And that's
We're
one
so
thing
proud
too.
Of all of them.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's like Amber May and her podcast, you know. She's very hardworking, and she does her due diligence too, and she's got very informative and sometimes controversial subjects, but you know, these young ladies that do their due diligence and work and produce these podcasts, I'm telling you what, the podcast world is becoming the go-to place for news. I really believe that. I've been saying that. You can ask Eric and Grammy. I've been saying that for over 2 years. I think it's going to get to the point where people are going to, they want news, they want insight, they want to know what's going on. They want to know what's going on throughout the world. They're going to go to podcasts. They're going to listen to podcasts, and they're getting away from all the mainstream media and all the news feeds and all that stuff. So you people should be applauded for your work and all the hard work and the efforts that you put into your product, because that's what it is. You have a product and you're selling that product. And our goal in how we promote podcasts, our goal is to help you sell your product to the people out there, because you know people say, well, it's so competitive, there's so many, you know, you're competing. We ain't competing with anybody. Do you know how many people out there listening? We have a population of 8 billion people on this planet. 8 billion people. We could all have a million followers and still not put a dent into that 8 billion people. So there's no competition. Don't get locked up saying, well, I can't compete with the Joe Rogans. Well, no one can compete with Joe Rogan, but no one has to compete. I mean, we all have our own thoughts. We all have our own ideas. We all want to get out there, our words out there. We all want to help people get a podcast and do it. Just do it. Don't worry about it. You know, I mean, am I right?
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Just I like what Gia said. She says, we can all eat. That means it's a big table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an excellent way to put it. Yeah. Yes. We can all eat. We can all eat. Yeah.
There's something for everyone.
I want to mention this. I got a little update for GloFlow Denver. I want to bring to everybody's attention. GloFlow Denver, they've got a casting call out there. They are looking for local artists in the Denver, Colorado area, looking for local artists to feature for the month of October. Excuse me. This is a free thing that they do. They want to just help their community expose people to people's art, like paintings and that kind of stuff. Inside their store at the Flatirons Crossing Mall, they have a wall. They have an artist wall there, and you can go in there and you can have your paintings put up. And if you want to sell your paintings, fine. You know, people come in. I know this last artist they had, they sold some of his art. You know, people went in and liked it, and they sold some of his artwork. So they loved it. So, yes, Ken.
Hello.
Yeah, so get a hold of GoFlow Denver if you're an artist and you want to get some artwork out there in the public. Get a hold of them. Go to the mall store over at the Flatirons Crossing Mall in Denver, Colorado, and talk to Josie. talk to Josie there and work out the details with them and get your artwork out there for people. See, we're all just trying to give back to the community. That's what it all boils down to. We're all giving back to the community there too, you know. And if you want to, speaking of artists, you can always check out Shannon's work, Shannon's artwork.
Welcome, John.
The Conspiracy Clothing Connection. You can check out her stuff on Instagram. Yeah. She's got a webpage that should be out pretty soon. It's going to be like a big Spiegel catalog where you can go in there and check out all her stuff, her clothing, her artwork. I myself have a Eric Clapton painting hanging up on my wall that I got from Conspiracy Clothing Connection. Yeah,
I thought you told me I bought it for you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You did. You did buy that for me, Grammy. I forgot. You did buy it. Yeah.
Thank you, Grammy.
Oh, no. We have this thing where when we venture out and purchase things ourselves, then we say the
Look
other
what
one
you
bought it.
For me.
Well, that's how I got the that's how I got my globe from underground. I'm not underground. That's how I got my globe from Glowflow Denver. Yeah. I bought Grammy that beautiful purse, you know. I bought Grammy that purse that lights up and looks cool that and all that. Nice. And then I bought myself the globe. She goes, What are you doing? I go, well, no, you actually bought me this globe in appreciation for me buying you the purse. She goes, well, do you like it? Yeah. She goes, okay. Hey, I see we have Poetic. Poetic called in. Poe, are Poe, are you on the line? Are you here?
No, she's muted now. Muted.
There she is.
Oh, there she is.
Because I didn't mean to call, but I was thinking about calling.
Welcome, Joni.
And so it was perfect, I guess. When you were talking about, you know, you don't need to compete with Joe Rogan. We're all unique. We were not meant to be fit into one particular group or whatever. We're meant to stand out and shine our own light. And there's room for all of us. And Poe agrees. Baby Poe agrees.
Yes.
I hear that little voice.
It's all about cooperation and not competition.
Exactly. It's all about supporting each other. You know, and you're right. We are individual people. We have our own, you know, we're not robots. We're not the same. You know, this would be an awful boring world to live in if we were all the same, wouldn't it? I mean, it'd be boring. I mean, what kind of garden looks good if everything's the same flower, you know?
Yeah, it'd be only having one crayon and a whole box of crayon. If you only had one color, imagine what this world would be like. It'd be terrible.
Yeah. Welcome, yeah, Mary. You go out and you buy this big box of Crayola crayons. I remember I used to love to get that. Used to always wanted my mom to buy me this big box of Crayola crayons. 64 colors! Yeah, baby!
Oh, with the sharpener in it.
No, I never got that. Yeah, with the built-in sharpener, and I'm thinking, So you get this, and you open it up, and it's all beige. You know, it's like,
boring.
What?
That's...
Man, that ain't gonna work. You know, that's just crazy stuff right there. Yeah. Or if there was just one type of music. If there was just one type of music. Bluegrass.
Oh, I'd be able to dance.
No, I'm telling you, it would be fun for
you
like
get
the
tired of it after a while.
It would be fun
you
after
like a different flavor once in a while. You'll get tired of eating bananas every morning. You want a strawberry or watermelon, you know?
Yeah. Even your basic flavors, like an ice cream, your basic, you know, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, you know, I mean, that gets boring after a while. You need to go after that rocky road, that, you know, pistachio cream. I mean, you got to branch out.
How about mango?
Go for that other stuff.
I didn't know that they had like a box of crayons that's for I think it's called like skin tones or colors of the world or something. My friend had one on her bookshelf, and I was like, what is that? And she was like, different, I guess, skin tone colors in crayon form. I was like, that's so awesome. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was really cool.
I never heard about that.
I've not heard of that.
That is kind of interesting. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Go into Walmart, I swear. There's a bunch.
I used to love getting crayons. I mean... Crayons were so much fun. My mom would get them for us, you know. Hey, but did you know with Crayola crayons, if the power goes out in your house, you can light the tip of a Crayola crayon and it will burn for 15, 20 minutes. You got a candle. You've got a candle.
Well, crayons are made from wax.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Exactly. Huh. What does J Baby say? It's like pumpkin spice. There is such a thing as too much. Exactly. I got to agree with you. I got to agree with you, J Baby. I am not a pumpkin spice person. And it's like there's too much pumpkin spice out there. Hey, we got Mary Bond. Mary Bond is trying to call in.
Oh, okay.
Mary Bond. I sent you an invite. I don't know if you're really trying to call in or the way the phone apps had set up, you're trying to, because sometimes you hit that call in button by accident, you know. But hey, if you're new to the show, this is your first time tuning in, hit that follow buttons for us. We appreciate you coming in. Barry Bonds. No, Glenn, not Barry Bonds. Not Barry Bonds. But Barry Bonds
is. Mary's there.
Barry Bonds would be an excellent person to talk to. Mary, are you there? Okay, we see you. Remember, this is a family-friendly show. You're new to our show, and we're family-friendly, safe for work, and we don't cuss. So I see you're muted, Mary. Unmute yourself.
Man cave, hello!
Hi, Asha. I guess Mary's not going to say nothing. There she is. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I am great. Where are you calling from?
Myanmar.
Denmark.
Denmark?
Wow.
Did you say Denmark, sweetie?
Myanmar.
I think she said Myanmar.
Miramar. Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
Well, it's nice to have you too. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm Bami's.
Oh, that's great. Is this your first? I see this is your first time coming into our show. Make sure you hit that follow button so you can get notices when we're on and come on back. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? How old are you?
I'm 16.
Did you say 16 or 60?
I think she said 16.
16? Well, it's so good to have you call, Mary. Mary, it's so good to have you call in. It's so good to have you come on. Hit those follow buttons. It looks like you're new to Podbeam and everything. And it's so good to see you. I'm going to give you a little follow here. Mary, and so we can check, we can contact each other and just stay in contact. So it's good having you here. Thanks for calling. Have a good day. Talk to you later. All right.
That was cute. Sweet.
Yeah. Man cave. Hello, you bunch of Americans. Hello, you
cheeky wanker.
Cheeky wanker. That's not nice. But
that was subtle.
Ash is not Ash is not a nice guy any sometimes too, you know. Yes. So there you go. Yeah. We are good.
That would sound like something Caps would say there, Russ.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So are you working, man cave? Are you at work? Yeah, we know you're a nice guy. A nice guy. Yeah. You don't do no well, huh? Yeah. Man cave, are you working? If you're not working, I can't let the week go by without you calling in and calling me a bloody American. I mean, come on.
Oh, he's mourning.
We're probably going to see him at Milk Dogs too.
Well, mourning the queen.
Yeah, we're going to see him right now. There he is. Asha, we are doing good. Oh, wait. Hey, how you doing? Hey. Hold on, everybody. Landscaper.
See, that's how fun.
No, don't use the excavator to open the shed. Yeah, I can get out there with a key. Okay. Can you give me a second?
Yeah, I just got a guy here trying to look at that door.
I'll run right out
good
there.
Good to
now.
See you, Man Cave.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You're good.
Hey, Man Cave, why don't you talk to Grammy and everybody? I got to run outside real quick.
Don't fall over, old man. You might hurt yourself.
Oh, he said, don't fall over. You might hurt yourself. He's really going out to use that porta potty.
Exactly. I was just about to say that, Grammy.
It's been longer than 5 minutes. You know what it's like. It's the old bladder ain't what it used to be.
That is true. Gina says, I knew it. Of course. But yeah, he's off with the landscaper. But
bring your poopery.
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice, Man Cave. I don't know. I'm just so used to calling you Man Cave. Saying Asha just doesn't work for me. So bear with me.
You know what, Grammy? That's fine because I've been called worse. So that's fine.
Oh, well.
How's everyone? Everyone all right?
Doing well. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's the end of the working week, even though I'm in work tomorrow, but still, it's the end. Tomorrow's just an easy day tomorrow, so keep it nice.
Oh, good. You don't normally work on Saturdays, do you?
Yeah, I do. I work the second Saturday. Every second Saturday.
Oh, I see. Every second Saturday. Oh, okay. Well, goodness. Well, it's good to hear your voice. And how's the missus? And the mum?
Yeah, my mom's good, you know. My mom's good. Everyone's all good, man.
Okay.
Well, I've got to get going. So I was just literally popping in just to call the old man a bloody American.
Oh, okay. Well, he made it back in time to hear it.
I'm back. And I'm out of shape.
Well, now the carpenter's here to fix my the door on my shed that they punched a big hole in my door with their excavator. So, Man Cave, I'm sorry I missed you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Well, he did call you a bloody American.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. Oh, that just makes my day. I got to have Man Cave call me a bloody American. Yeah. Oh, man. So anyway, everybody, man, what a great day, huh? Great day. What did you do with the landscaper? Actually, I didn't do anything. I had to go out there. I had to give him a key so he could unlock the shed door, my shed out there that they punched a hole in. They needed to unlock that door so they could get in there and see about what they're going to do to replace that door. I tell you what, I went in there. I was looking for something in the shed after they punched the hole in there.
Through the hole.
Yeah, exactly. And I opened it up and I was going, I haven't opened that shed up in a long time.
Mm.
So I opened the shed up. And I was going to walk in there, and man, there were so many spider webs right there at the door. I just went, nah. So, I mean, it was like, I don't think I'm going to go into the shed right now. I mean,
what was that again?
Wait, what was that, Gaia?
No, I was just going to share a quick story about spiders. I know you have a kind of loathing for them. There was an acquaintance of mine who was afraid of spiders. And I was like, dude, like, how can you be afraid of spiders? Oh, you okay? And he had told me he had went to a camp or something. And it was like an old wooden cabin. And I guess there was like a sack of spider eggs under the headboard. And he didn't know it. And I guess it had like broke open. And he was like, there was just like a bunch of them in his hair. And I was like, oh, okay. I feel bad now. I understand your fear.
Oh, yeah.
Happened.
Yeah. Russ and I both shared stories kind of similar to that. I think it wasn't it yesterday, Russ, about eggs, about being covered with little spiders from eggs bursting and falling on you? Oh, yeah. That's creepy, man.
Gina says they shook them all loose for you. That's why those spiders were there. No.
Well, you know what's funny is I can sit in my backyard like during the summertime, and I was telling you about these orb weavers that are around. Well, you know, orb weavers, I always wonder how do they get their web to go from, you know, from point A to point B? How do they get it to cover that, you know, 4 or 5 feet distance? Well, it's like their little parachute spider. What is it? What's the answer?
I was like, I learned it while watching a documentary. So they usually use like wind or something to like help launch them to where they need to get, since they don't have the body mass.
Gaia, that's exactly what I see. I watch them, and I call them parachuting. I go, look, they're parachuting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just float in the air until they get to whatever they're trying to get to, and then
they
attach
use
it.
Their legs to steer.
Yeah, and sometimes. Do you know that for real, Grammy, or are you just making that up? She's making that up. I don't know, but it could be. It could be. So if you're out walking in the middle of your yard and all of a sudden you get a little spider land on your arm or something, it's like, yeah, they're out there flying around with their trying to parachute to another area. Yeah,
well, Grammy. They're using their legs as rudders. See, yeah. Russ gets it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
the rudders, you know, or... Well, that's just like when someone parachutes. If they're not going in the right direction, I've watched them on TV. They'll pull one side so they could go right and pull the left side so they can go left, angling.
Listen to J-Baby. We had baby spiders hatch on the wash machine. After killing a couple and realizing what was going on, I went upstairs. She looked at her husband, Steve, and was like, this is where I draw the line. He had to go downstairs with the vacuum cleaner and vacuum them all up. I hear that. And you know what? The little baby spiders are fast, man.
Oh, yeah.
They book. They know how to book. Mm-hmm. Man. Well, now that we got everybody itchy and creepy and because of baby spiders crawling all over you, I guess we're going to have to wrap up the show. It's time to wrap up the show now. Now that everybody's freaking out with spiders. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. We appreciate you coming in and spending your time with us. Hit that follow button for us and come back. We are here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And you can find us here live. As usual, we close the show. I give everybody an opportunity for final words. Gaia, is there any final thing you want to share with everybody before we get out of here?
Just be amazing. Make somebody smile, even if it's yourself. So.
Exactly. Poe, are you still there? Can you share a little wisdom with everybody?
Set your boundaries. Don't do something you don't want to do just to make other people happy. You need to be happy too. Don't dim your light. Stand out and shine. And have a wonderful weekend. I love you.
Thank you. Thanks, Poe. Always great to hear from Poe. Gaia and Poe, thanks for calling in. Rush, you got any words you want to share with everybody?
Grab yourself a Mountain Dew, a little moon pie, Spam sandwich, add a little salt and pepper to it. Enjoy life. It's good.
Amen. Grammy, how about you? You want to share something with everybody?
Well, just have a great and wonderful weekend. Grammy loves you. And be kind. If you're walking around or out and about and you see someone without a smile, let them have one of yours.
Excellent.
Welcome, Rixie. Give us a follow.
And Shannon, you got any last words you want to share with everybody?
Yes, I do. Do unto others, you have them do unto you. And until next time, entertain your own dang self.
That's a good one.
That's why I saved Shannon for last. She knew it too. She goes, oh, I know what the old man's up to.
Yeah.
I know what the old man's up to. Man, we just had a blast. What a fun show. You guys are great. Have a fantastic weekend. Get out there and do some fun stuff. Have a good time. Spend some time with your kids. Spend family time having fun, laughing and giggling. Don't worry about work. Don't worry about stuff like that. Just get out there and have some fun. You can pick up the work and everything come Monday. I'm going to turn this over to our co-pilot, our co-leader here, Eric. He's going to share and tell us about some podcasts that are coming up and bring them to your attention. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, if you love the Old Man's podcast show, you'll love some of these other great shows that the Old Man and yours truly are proud to endorse, and we are proud to be very good friends with, including Milk Dog 2020, The Frankie G Show, and coming up this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Felix with This Walk Doesn't Lie, and also Shannon gives that podcast show her stamp of approval too, and in prime time this evening you'll have Joe Antonio, the Beans and Weenie show, and I'll be looking for y'all at around 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, give or take, for the Friday edition of the Slightly Serious show. And throughout the weekend, you'll have the Nick and Tiff show, Flicks and Friends, Jim Hinckley's America, the Big Daddy Al podcast, and we'll do it all again next week, along with Ralph, and hopefully we'll be seeing more podcast friends, you know, returning next week with all new shows and all new seasons.
Yes, and don't forget Van Life Pantry. Check them out. Holy Shift podcast, check her out. And don't forget our good friend that called in, the Gaia Connection podcast and Amber May's podcast.
Yeah.
Two fantastic podcasts put on by some fabulous women there. The Gaia Connection and the Amber May podcast. Check them out. Just Another Day in Paradise for some motivation. Check them out. Our Opinionated Lushes. Check those girls out. Watch them on YouTube. They are absolutely fantastic. They are hilarious. They'll crack you up. And our dear good friends from the Underground Shuffle, make sure you give them a check out. Listen to them. Their shows are on Thursday. Look them up and find out, especially if you're an independent music maker, find out what you can do with them and how they can help you out. And keep an eye out for Everything Swallows podcast. Special shout out to the crew, to the Old Man's crew. Grammy, thanks for coming down from the corporate office and visiting with us. I want to thank my crew. You guys are the bomb. The co-leader, Eric. Thank you, Eric. Shannon. Russ, thanks. And the professor herself, Shonda. Thank you. You guys are the bomb. I'm telling you. You guys are awesome. Thanks a lot for joining the crew and being a part of this podcast. You guys make it what it is. Have a great day, everybody. Get out there. Yes. Don't forget, if you're in the Denver area, get over there to the Glow Flow Denver store. Check out their products. You will be amazed at what they got in that store. Take
Have
some
a
money.
Week, you know you want to
do some. Yeah. All right, everybody. Oh, we're out of here. I mean, it's time to go. So, later, Gators.
Yes.
Bye. Later, Gators.
And that concludes another week of podcasting excellence. Tune in next week for more laughs and fun. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good day and good night.